with a sort of guided tour of the many areas to which economists apply the tools of their trade. Some of these are recognisably the provinces of economics, fiscal and monetary policy, ways to promote economic growth, or how to measure a country's standard of living. Many of the articles concern the roots and effects of the global economic crisis of 2008 to 2009, the defining economic event of the first decade of the 21st century. Others explore the challenges that economic policymakers face in the years ahead as they struggle to kickstart growth in places where it is still sluggish or deal with imbalances in the global economy. Yet others discuss issues that may strike the reader at least at first as not quite economics. Why do people give money to charity? What are the causes and consequences of the all too familiar human tendency to put things off for later? Is politically slanted reporting a sign of a dysfunctional news media? What determines how much prostitutes are paid? All these turn out to be areas where the tools of economic analysis have something useful to say. The answers that economists have provided to the wide range of questions they have turned their attention to may not always convince, but they rarely fail to provoke discussion and debate. Ultimately, economics' greatest utility lies not so much in its answers to particular questions, but rather in its providing a coherent framework that can be used to think about a vast variety of issues. This book opens a window into this enormous versatility. Part 1. What Economics is About. Angus Maddison, the economist profiled in the first article in this section, devoted his life to the task of economic measurement. He called himself a chiffrophile, or a lover of figures. An unfamiliar word, perhaps, but many economists, who are rarely content with words where figures are an option, will nevertheless see a reflection of their own interests in Mr. Maddison's labours. This quest to quantify is the subject of the first chapter of this section, which discusses the debates that surround the definition and measurement of ideas like well-being and poverty. These concepts are the nuts and bolts of the discipline, and the articles here are a window into the way in which economists think about them. As the articles in Chapter 1 argue, economists use GDP as a useful, if imperfect, measure of a country's standard of living. Not surprisingly, therefore, they spend a lot of time thinking about what determines how fast GDP grows, and why some economies grow much faster than others. Once you start thinking about growth, Robert Lucas, a Nobel Prize-winning economist, once said, it's hard to think of anything else. The articles in Chapter 2 discuss some of the fruits of their thinking about factors that affect economic growth. Some of these will seem familiar. How much economies save and invest, the quality of their workforce, how good they are at developing new technologies, and how open they are to trade, for example. But other less obvious factors, such as the quality of a country's institutions and how much its people trust each other, may also play an important role in determining economic performance in the long run, even if pinning down the way in which they do so is not always straightforward. Institutions, trust, and even savings rates change only in the long term. On a more immediate basis, economic policymakers spend a great deal of time dealing with the ups and downs of the economic cycle. Chapter 3 explains how this is done, delving into the role of monetary and fiscal policy. It discusses, among other things, how policymakers use instruments like the interest rate and money supply to fine-tune the working of the economy, as well as how their established ways of going about their business have been challenged by the global recession. Articles describe what countries' tax systems look like at the moment, as well as what economists think they ought to look like. You will notice that the former sometimes diverges enormously from the latter. Economic policy is sometimes best thought of as economic analysis mediated by a large dose of politics. But economics is not all about the size of economies or policies designed to make them grow faster or with fewer ups and downs. It is a way of thinking about the world. The range of problems to which economic analysis can be applied is immense.